coming up next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by ARS of Virginia. Donald Trump played nice with the president of Mexico on his visit there yesterday, but he set a different tone with his major address on immigration in Phoenix last night.
They don't know it yet, but they're going to pay for the war.
A statement probably not playing too well in Mexico following Trump's meeting with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto. That wall is number one in his plan, by the way. Another point in the plan is in vetting. And in that vetting, choosing.
It's our right as a sovereign nation to choose immigrants that we think are the likeliest to thrive and flourish and love us.
Other points of the plan include no more funding for sanctuary cities and ensuring countries back to which illegal immigrant criminals will be deported will take them back. I'm Jim Roop.
Expect the drama over Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe's effort to restore the voting rights of former felons to end up back in court. GOP leaders claim McAuliffe's move to restore the rights for some 13,000 people flouts an order by Virginia's Supreme Court for him to do it on a case-by-case basis, and that anyone wanting their rights restored should have to submit an application to do so. McAuliffe says he's playing by the rules and called the latest GOP move an attempt to use the judiciary system to intimidate and disenfranchise people. Expect the federal government to get more strict about who gets to telework and how to account for it. This after a new audit shows massive telework fraud at the U.S. Patent Office.
Telework is difficult to regulate.
Exactly how do we keep track of people to make sure that if they say they're working off-site, they're actually working?
That's why Francis Rose of ABC7's Government Matters wasn't surprised to hear Patent Office employees billed for $18 million of work they didn't do. He says Congress may step in and
tell you who can telework, we're going to tell you the ways in which they can telework, and we're going to tell you the way that you have to watch those people to make sure that they're delivering on what they're supposed to be giving you on telework.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The 1st of September brings with it the start of meteorological fall and, by coincidence, a temporary end to the 90-degree weather that dominated the month of August. Instead of heat, our immediate concern is on Tropical Storm Hermine, which is about to hit Florida's Gulf Coast and may or may not mess up part of the holiday weekend for us.
The forecast indications are this storm system will track to the north, already prompting that hurricane warning even on the Atlantic Ocean side from Charleston south towards Jacksonville. A tropical storm watch issued as we think this storm system not only will cross over to the other basin, but also remain a tropical storm as it crosses over land into the other side of the United States. So that could really produce some flooding concerns.
Forecaster Pedram Javahari, if we see any rain from Hermine, it'll be on Saturday or Sunday. Dominion Virginia Power wants to run a major transmission line beneath two sets of railroad tracks in Alexandria's Potomac Yard and North Old Town, a compromise made after neighbors had complained about the power company's plan 2 years ago to place the line in an open trench. Dominion says the line's needed to address growing demand for more power in the region. Alexandria officials are weighing in on the plan, but the decision ultimately will lie with the state. We're still a couple of months away from Election Day, but in Prince William County, they're encouraging residents to sign up for absentee voting now.
The lines are expected to be very long in Prince William County on November 8th, and to help make sure everyone gets to vote by the time the polls close, Winston Forrest with the county's Board of Elections says, while there's no early voting, those eligible can and should apply for an absentee ballot.
Absentee ballots are eligible to those who are commuters, those who are physically unable to get to the polls, those who are out of town traveling.
Even if you don't qualify, he says your vote will be counted, but you should try to get to the polls as early as possible. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,400, the NASDAQ at 52,13. In sports, the Orioles nip the Phillies for a three-game sweep. The Blue Jays beat the Orioles, and the Redskins scrubs beat the Buccaneers scrubs in a Tampa Bay downpour, 20-13. WMAL News Time, 6:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Because there are a few hours of the day when you're not stuck in traffic.
What? Are you kidding me?
Listen on your desktop or go mobile with a WMAL app.
I would encourage each and every one of you to try this.
Get it today in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right. For a limited time, you can have energy efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Doing the homework for you on your federal benefits. The retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
Really translating the language that's involved with federal benefits, whether it be TSP, the long-term care insurance, pension systems, Social Security, Medicare. And then once you have that knowledge and education, that you make sure that your choices are current and make sure that those choices are the right ones for you.
The retirement professor, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL. Or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
6:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading in through town on 295, DC 295 southbound at East Capitol Street. That's where crews are with the crash. Watch for one lane block there. Delays just as you come off of 50. And on the Suitland Parkway inbound, right before DC 295, we had a minor incident. They were trying to get that to the shoulder. For 270, the delays out of Frederick pretty much continuous. Right as you come off of 70, through Urbana down past the exit for 109, then wide open. So if you're joining on from Clarksburg on down, absolutely no delay. Looks good. In Bowie, stretch of 450. Is closed. 450 at Racetrack Road shut down. Accident brought down a tree, utility pole, and wires. Now, we have problems on Metrorail. This is going to be a big story right now. Orange, blue, and silver lines. They had been dealing with the switch problem at Smithsonian, but now no train service on the orange, blue, silver lines between McPherson Square and the Smithsonian stop. Switch problem. A shuttle bus service has been requested, not yet set up. Update is brought to you by American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. People make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy today, isolated thunderstorms, 82 degrees, sunshine tomorrow in the 80s, and if we do get a brush with that storm, it'll be about later Saturday into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 73 in Manassas, 72 in Hyattsville, 76 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by the American Red Cross. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 630.
Good morning, everybody. 6:07 on WMAL. We're watching Comes to Talk. 6:35. Trevor Maddox will join us. Talk Redskins. 7:05. Matt Schlapp from the American Conservative Union. Talk about Donald Trump's big speech. At 7:35, the president of the Montgomery County School Board, Michael Durso, will join us to talk about a decision the governor made in Maryland to start school after Labor Day. And at 8:05, Colonel Angela Holbrook, the commander garrison at Fort Belvoir, will join us. At 8:35, Jake Tapper from CNN. I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Larry O'Connor.
Last night in Arizona, Donald Trump gave the most explicit and detailed speech yet about his plan for combating illegal immigration and border security. And as you can well expect, his pronouncement about his plan to build a wall was the biggest crowd pleaser.
Number one, are you ready? Are you ready? We will build a great wall along the southern border.
Now, we're going to play you a lot more from this speech, but we want to hear from you, 888-630-9625. Are you emboldened by this direction? Are you encouraged by Trump's position?
And Mexico will pay for the wall.
Are you happy with where Donald Trump is going and maintaining his position on the wall and also on illegal immigration? We want to hear from you. 888-630-9625.
They don't know it yet, but they're going to pay for the war.
It was a very strong speech, and it's funny because there's been so much back and forth, Brian, over the past 2 weeks about, is he softening his position? Is he this? Is he that? Is it going to be the same? Is he still going to build the wall? Is he still worried about deportation and all of those things? And with all of that speculation, and even Ann Coulter sitting right here promoting her book was terrified, it looked like, that he was going to be backing down on a lot of these positions. And for the most part, his speech last night reiterated to, as you heard there, thunderous ovations in Arizona, a border state. He basically reiterated all of the positions that he's held on the border wall and on illegal immigration. And I think that that's an important step for maintaining the solid base of support that he has been able to maintain so far throughout this entire process.
I like this speech a lot. There is a nuanced change, and I'll get to that in a moment. First, he's going to build the wall. Number two, he's going to turn people who are captured to the border right around at the border, not let them in, and give them a number and say, go to the courts and work all that. So there's one thing.
Under my administration, anyone who illegally crosses the border will be detained until they are removed out of our country and back to the country from which they came.
There you go. Zero tolerance for criminal aliens who are into this country, who've committed crimes beyond just being here illegally. We're going to block funding for sanctuary cities. Yes, about time. We're going to cancel the unconstitutional executive orders that have been put out by this administration. Yes. We're going to suspend visas from places like Syria and Libya, where we can't have real confidence in the screening process. I think that's reasonable. We're going to take action against the 23 countries who refuse to accept their citizens after we try to deport them. I mean, we have them, we try to deport them in the countries. Oh, we don't want them back. They're going to take action against that. We're going to do biometric tracking of people when they get visas. E-Verify is going to be strengthened, and they're going to try to find the citizens who want to come to this country, who have some chance of real success, of actually succeeding in this country once they get here. They're going to try to identify them and perhaps give them expedited status. The difference seems to be, as I see it, that he's not now talking about taking 11 million people and deporting them all. He's going to focus on the 2 million people who are here illegally who have also committed crimes. That's what he wants to do first and foremost. No amnesty for the others. But at least his focus now is going to be on getting the worst of the illegal aliens out of the country.
So you're happy with this speech?
I love everything I hear in this speech.
Yeah, and with regard to the whole deportation force, first of all, one thing that I loved about the speech is that he did not buy into the false talking point that there are 11 million illegal immigrants, because they've been saying 11 million illegal immigrants for, I believe, 20 years now, maybe a little bit more. Many people speculate that it could be up to 30 million illegal immigrants. The point is, he's not saying one way or the other how many there are. It's just that it can't continue. And secondly, he said, and I'm quoting him here, anyone who is in the United States illegally is subject to deportation. Well, now, why is that controversial? Because guess what? That's the law. That's the law as it is right now. Now, yes, he did emphasize the fact that anyone who is here illegally who has been found guilty of committing a crime are the first to go. And I do love the fact, and this is amazing, by the way, why is this such a groundbreaking notion? That if a country refuses to take back someone who is in our country illegally and committed a felony, then we will cut off our funding for that country. They will get no more American dollars, and we will, until we force them to take back their own citizens who are on our soil committing a crime. Why have we not had a president say that up until now? Why? How many decades has it taken for a president to actually proclaim that as our policy? Listen, if you are encouraged by what you heard last night, please let us know, 888-630-9625. But if you are one of the people who have been highly skeptical of Donald Trump's plan on illegal immigration, if you think that what he wants to do is not feasible, if you think what he wants to do is actually going to create an international crisis or a domestic economic crisis, if you are against his policies on illegal immigration, as many Democrats and many never Trump Republicans have been, we would love to hear from you so that we can discuss where you stand and why this is a problem. 888-630-WMAL. He also said, no amnesty. There will be no amnesty. If you are here illegally and if you want legal status, the only way you can get legal status is to go home and go through the process.
And start over. That's right.
So now what does that mean? It means that at some point, after deporting all of the people who have committed crimes who are here illegally, and after cutting off funding and cutting off benefits for people who are here illegally, then you're going to have, you know, how many million people who are here illegally who can't work, who aren't getting benefits. What are they going to do? And to me, it sounds like Mitt Romney's self-deportation, which is basically, if you're here in the country, you're no longer getting anything from the welfare state. You're no longer getting protection from sanctuary cities.
You can't might get a job. Back. That's right.
If you want to be in America, it seems at that point, the only way to stay here is to go home. And if, and by the way, if you're found committing a crime, you're going to be deported forcibly.
Yeah.
So to me, it's nuanced, but it does make sense.
I like it a lot.
All right, your calls next. 888-630-WMAL. 6:15. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Wittens in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, big story right now will be on Metro Rail. Orange, blue, and silver lines. I've been talking about the switch problem at Smithsonian Station. Now they've stopped train service. No train service between McPherson Square and Smithsonian. Again, due to the switch problem, orange, blue, silver line commuters expect delays. Shuttle bus service has been requested, and they're setting up that service right now. So early on here, you're already seeing some problems with the shutdowns and waiting on the buses as well. Blue line, they continue to single track under safe surge track number 8. So the blue lines between Franconia, Springfield, and Van Doren, single tracking again under safe surge 8. Let's get you around the beltways. Little bit of volume here starting to grow topside out of College Park and in through to Silver Spring. Brake lights with us coming in on 50 through Annapolis and Bowie. Good shape in Bowie. 450 shut down at Racetrack Road due to a tree that brought down a utility pole and wires. DC 295 southbound. The volume with us off of 50 down toward East Capitol Street. The crash on the northbound side was on the shoulder. And just a bit of volume in the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel heading out toward New York Avenue. Nothing in the way, though. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy skies today. Isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. High of 82 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low of 66. And then tomorrow, sunny with some clouds. High of 82. But we are keeping an eye on the impact of the tropical storms hitting the Carolina coast starting later today and what kind of impact that's going to have with us over the weekend. So stay tuned on that because it could get dicey. Right now, 76 degrees at 6:17.
Barbara Streisand, encore. Barbara Streisand teams with extraordinary movie partners singing Broadway duets. Available now.
It's our right as a sovereign nation to choose immigrants that we think are the likeliest to thrive and flourish and love us.
I don't know who can argue with that. Well, a Democrat could argue with that. He also said this, and I think this is a great line. Anyone who tells you the core issue is the needs of those living here illegally has simply spent too much time in Washington. And hallelujah moment for me, because as an American citizen, I am so tired of every politician in this town, and this is Republican and Democrat, every one of them approaching the illegal immigration issue from the perspective of, what can we do to help these people come out of the shadows?
Yeah.
What can we do to help these people mainstream into America? No, how about what we can do? What can we do to protect American citizens who have been playing by the rules?
What's in our interest,
And that includes immigrants who have played by the rules.
Yeah, listen, I mean, overall, this speech was a home run. The trip to Mexico earlier in the day, home run. Very good day for Donald Trump yesterday.
David in the district here, first up on WMAL. We're getting your reaction to Trump's reiteration on his hard stance on immigration.
Yes, good morning. I'm tired of hearing the people always talking about, how are we going to deport 11 million people? Listen, they didn't all come here at once. So I would say that those who are in jeopardy better start having garage sales, because once they get picked up, they're going to be gone. Because the main point of his speech has always been, we're going to follow the law. Well,
right.
Some people have obviously forgotten about what the law is.
What a concept, huh?
And his political opponents are opposed to us following our laws that are written on the books. David, thank you. And by the way, that is a great point. Every time someone says, well, we know you can't deport 11 million people, I always respond to them. How did they, first of all, I reject the idea that it's 11 million, but how did they get here? They all got here somehow, and the government didn't do it. So why can't they go home? If they get here, can't they also possibly be sent away? It just seems to me that that's logical. Tim in Colonial Beach, you're next up on WMAL. Go ahead, Tim.
Hi, good morning. Well, one thing is that that speech guaranteed he should get the vote of every Customs and Border Patrol employee, Immigration Customs Enforcement employee, because it sounds like they finally got somebody that has their back. And the other thing, I mean, it's just what I got a kick out of yesterday afternoon was that all afternoon after he went to Mexico, all the talking heads were talking about how, oh, there's no way he's going to come out. He's going to flip on his stance, and he's going to there's no way after meeting President Vientro that he's going to say, no, we're going to make you pay for that wall. And guess what? He didn't change a thing.
No.
He gave the same damn speech he's been given for a year, pretty much, and he just tweaked it a little bit. And it's in and I think probably everybody in the D.C. inside the Beltway are probably, their heads are probably spinning right about now, trying to figure out what happened.
Thanks, Tim. They've been spinning, and you're right about that. How about Ed in Annapolis? You're next up on WMAL. What do you think of Trump's speech last night, Ed?
I think he's dead on. What I can't understand is, why do people have problems with enforcing the laws? Why do we have laws if nobody wants to enforce them?
Yeah, whenever faced with that challenge, they always say, well, everybody knows that our immigration system is broken and it needs to be fixed. We need to write new laws because the current laws aren't working. Current laws aren't working because they're not being enforced.
That's exactly it.
Mm-hmm.
Ed, thank you for that. By the way, he also said, just in terms of the deportation,
right,
he said that he will create a deportation task force, a special task force is focused on deportation within ICE. But let me just be clear on what he's going to do with that. He says, basically, that those officers are going to work with local and state law enforcement officials to round up the criminals who are here illegally immediately. And this starts on day one, he said, rather than suggesting that they just go and knock on the doors and find someone who's here illegally. They're going to create this task force that works with local officials to find them in the cities in which they found to be criminals. And my question when I hear this is,
why?
Good God, why haven't we been doing that already?
Why aren't we doing that now?
What do we have ICE for if ICE isn't working with local law enforcement to find people who are here illegally breaking the law?
And how frustrating it must be for the people who work at ICE and then the Border Patrol to not be able to do their jobs.
And also frustrating for the victims of crimes, in some cases rape and murder, of these people who are here illegally. And by the way, the family members of those victims, they had a prominent place on stage last night. And that is a very, very important thing, too. Because they don't get embraced enough in this country by our political leaders. More of your calls in a moment.
It's 6:22.
Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines. We've dedicated more than 15 years to giving you rational, sensible investing advice. Tune in and learn every Saturday at noon.
Ted Britt Automotive is the place to go for confidence and an amazing experience purchasing a car. You know, when you're going to buy a newer pre-owned vehicle, one of the nagging things in the back of your head is the thoughts about, well, what if I have problems with this car? What if I'm constantly having issues and it's a hassle? Well, no. See, Ted Britt has a great program called Ted Britt for Life. They're so confident in the vehicle they're selling you that they're willing to guarantee that your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. So you got confidence in the vehicle. You can also have an amazing experience knowing that you're getting great deals because of Ted Britt's Labor Day blowout. It's going on right now, and you're going to get prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on their wide selection of Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models. And they've got a huge selection because there are 9 great locations you can visit across Northern Virginia, or check them out online at tedbritt.com. Also, they got 2 Harley-Davidson locations, so there's tons of new and pre-owned bikes to choose from. Ted Britt, incredible, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. Thousands of people have used it to have a portion of their credit card debt forgiven. Call now for free information and a consultation. We'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Get eye-opening information that could save you thousands of dollars a year. year or a month, depending on how much you owe. In fact, the more you owe, the more you can save. All you need is to owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or department store debt to qualify. So call for free debt forgiveness information now at 800-329-7800. That's 800-329-7800. Discover the secret to having your credit card debt forgiven. Call 800-329-7800. That's 800-329-7800.
Time is 6:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, a sigh of relief here for Metro Rail commuters. They had stopped train service on the blue, orange, and silver lines, but now service has been restored. Trains are now operating again between McPherson Square and the Smithsonian Station. They had stopped those trains because they were dealing with a switch problem. Metro Rail officials telling me they've fixed that. Just expect residual delays. It'll take a little while till we can recover through that area. Let's go Virginia, 66 eastbound before you get into Centerville. Have a crash on the shoulder, a little bit of flashing lights. We're in delays out of Manassas, so that's why quickly we formed that back up. On 95, the normal delays through Stafford, Aquia, Woodbridge, heading off and on up until toward Lorton and Newington, but nothing reported along the way. In Bowie, 450 shut down at Racetrack Road each direction, have tree and wires down. If you're coming through Annapolis, Bowie, 50, your lanes are open, heading out toward the Capitol Beltway, no problems. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Probably better to talk about the weekend as we get closer to the weekend. Could have some impacts from a tropical system currently in the Gulf of Mexico. Today with a front coming in, just isolated showers, thunderstorms, and 82 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stinchik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 76 degrees at 626.
The sanctuary cities that have resulted in so many needless deaths. Cities that refuse to cooperate with federal authorities will not receive taxpayer dollars, and we will work with Congress to pass legislation to protect those jurisdictions that do assist federal authorities.
There you go, and you got to ask yourself, why would anyone want to be president if one of their positions right now is to support and defend cities who defy federal law? So let me get this straight. You want to be the chief executive of our nation with the sole constitutional responsibility of enforcing and implementing our laws, and going in, you're willing to support cities, sanctuary cities, who defy our laws. Then what other laws are you interested in letting states and cities get away with ignoring? It's amazing how they pick and choose. If Hillary Clinton supports sanctuary cities, I want to know if she will also support cities who decide to be sanctuaries for abortion. Can we have an abortion sanctuary city? Would Hillary Clinton support that? Or maybe she might have something to say about it, I would think. Larry in Virginia, you're next up on WMAL.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
We're forgetting what happened in Prince William County several years ago. As soon as they started enforcing the immigration laws, they ran like cockroaches. As soon as you turn the lights off, they disappeared.
Okay. Well, right. that's supply and demand, isn't it, Larry?
I think that may be true. I'm not sure they went back home. I think they just moved up.
Went to the next county probably. But if it's a national, if it's a national federal policy, here's the thing. I still believe in supply and demand.
Mm-hmm.
If people are coming here because they think they are our jobs, or they think they're going to get government funding, or they can commit crimes with impunity.
Mm-hmm.
If you crack down and deport them if they commit crimes, if you cut off federal funding and you make it impossible for them to work, what's the point of coming here?
That's right.
Other than, you know, the great, great hamburgers we've got in America. Mm. It's 6:28.
Are you still promising yourself or your spouse to get your will updated and a good basic estate plan in place? Are you finally ready to make sure you don't leave a mess behind for your family to clean up? Give me just 2 hours and I'll show you how. I'm attorney Mike Collins, host of Radio's Legally Speaking show. Come to my seminar and I'll teach you what you need to know about wills, trusts, taxes, probate, how to keep your money in your family. Register now at MikeCollins.com and I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. inspires a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Coming up on WMAL, it was just supposed to be a game of scrubs for the Redskins. It wasn't supposed to mean anything, but someone forgot to tell Mac Brown. Trevor Maddich, Redskins analyst, will come and talk to us about last night's pretty impressive performance by a running back who's on the bubble, maybe not on the bubble anymore. It's 6:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 6:30. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by the Big Screen Store. A defiant Donald Trump outlined an aggressive immigration policy in a major address in Phoenix last night, one that includes no amnesty for illegal immigrants and includes the cooperation of neighbors, including Mexico, where the GOP nominee met with that country's president earlier yesterday.
We agreed on the importance of ending the illegal flow of drugs, cash, guns, and people across our border, and to put the cartels out of business.
Trump also told the crowd in Phoenix that, yes, Mexico will pay for the wall. A hurricane warning's up for parts of northwestern Florida as Tropical Storm Hermine approaches. It's expected to continue to strengthen today and be near the coast by tonight. One ocean over in the Pacific, Hawaii's Big Island still on alert, though Hurricane Madeline's been downgraded to a tropical storm. Around here, we get a break today from the dog days of summer with the first day of meteorological fall.
A cold front will drop through the area tonight into tomorrow, and that will bring much cooler temperatures for the end of the week into this weekend.
But Dan Hoffman with the National Weather Service says the 90s could be back next week. A new poll on healthcare finds many Americans are wary of the Zika virus. The Kaiser Family Foundation survey says nearly half of us would be uncomfortable traveling to Zika infection areas, such as South Florida. 61% would avoid traveling to Puerto Rico or Zika zones outside the U.S. altogether. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,400, the NASDAQ at 52,13. In sports, the Orioles sweep the Phillies with a 2-1 win. The Blue Jays beat the Orioles, and a bunch of guys in Redskins uniforms, many of whom will be cut by the weekend, beat a similar group of Tampa Bay Bucks in a Florida downpour, 20-13. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
At the Big Screen Store, Labor Day savings start now. Why not save 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV. Originally $49.99, now just $24.99.
Wow! Nothing like watching the big game on a big screen.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the Big Screen Store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99.
For Samsung, now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You've got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Washington, D.C. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss. Pick your own schedule. schedule and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at lyftdc.com today. Terms apply.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
.635 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway. Here we go, northbound GW Parkway. After you come around that circle from near the Memorial Bridge, accident just reported up ahead, so keep alert. Fire and rescue units on their way. And on the Suitland Parkway, we had the incident minor before DC 295. That's been cleared. On 295, the crash was northbound at East Capitol Street. Southbound lanes are open. Just southbound, a little bit of volume to get you past there. Northbound had some volume as well, but lanes now open. In Bowie, shutdown is 450 at Racetrack Road, so they're closing it off between Route 3 and Racetrack Road, so commuters getting detoured through that area. 50 out of Annapolis and Bowie, your travel lane's open. 270, here we come, the volume through Urbana to get you past 109, and then a little stop and go pushing south of Gaithersburg in through to Rockville. 66 East Centerville, crash on the shoulder, and train service again operating on Orange, Blue, and Silver lines. They had been dealing with the switch problem outside of the Smithsonian station. Expect residual delays. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of clouds in, temperature 82, isolated thunderstorms. Tomorrow, sunshine. If you do get rain, it'll be later Saturday into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 73 in Springfield, 70 in Germantown, 76 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Jiffy Lube. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
It's 637 and we've got plenty more in store for you. What a crowded morning on a very busy news day. 705, Matt Schlapp of the American Conservative Union. He'll give us his reaction to yesterday's big day for Donald Trump. 735, the president of the Montgomery County School Board to react to Larry Hogan extending the school summer vacation starting next year. At 805, we're going to check in with Colonel Angela Holbrook. She's the garrison commander over at Fort Belvoir. And at 835, Jake Tapper of CNN. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Hail to the Redskins. Hail victory.
All right, it was the final preseason game down in soggy, soggy Tampa Bay. I mean, it was raining down there, and that's, you know, I like a good rainy football game, at least when I'm watching it on TV. I don't particularly like going to them. Joining us on the line right now, our good friend Trevor Maddich. He is a Redskin former elite long snapper. He's a WMAL's Redskin analyst. He is a Comcast Sportsnet co-host and also a really nice guy. Hey, Trevor, good morning.
Good morning, Brian.
All right, so look, 3-1 in the preseason. I know preseason doesn't matter, and everybody said this game really, 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 really didn't matter because even none of the first team was going to play. However, it was a pretty interesting game, and some people really stood out.
Some people really did, especially at the running back position, which they need. Their top two running backs, Matt Jones and Chris Thompson, didn't play in this game, and they're both hurt right now. They're both dinged up. And I don't think they can be relied on going into the season because you can't go in with just three running backs, which is the plan, and have the top two have a problem with injury, because that might leave you with only one running back on the roster.
Yeah.
So the fact that Robert Kelly, a rookie, and then a second-year guy, Mac Brown,
man,
did so well in this game means that they may end up keeping four running backs, so they at least have two guys healthy at any given time.
Now, I'm hesitating to get too excited about Mac Brown because it was, you know, he was not playing against the Tampa Bay first-string defense, obviously, or even the second string for much of the game, and the conditions were kind of rough, but still, that was a heck of a performance by Mac Brown. I mean, social media was lighting up over this guy.
Yeah, and they were right, too. And you're right. I mean, my biggest takeaway from this game is that a lot of guys that won't make the Redskins turned out to be a lot better than a lot of guys who won't make the Buccaneers.
That's a good point. But that's an interesting point, because it speaks to the fact that we have developed some depth in our recruiting and our depth in the kind of people who are now, you know, coming to the Redskins organization.
And the Redskins will have to make some hard decisions on the last cuts, which usually wasn't that big of a deal. You cut, you know, one guy that can't really play for you, or a different guy who can't really play for you. Now they'll be cutting in different positions, guys that are pretty good. And that's sort of a new thing for the Redskins, is they build that kind of depth. And so, you know, that's something that they've accomplished to get to this point, to where these cuts are going to be very difficult.
Yeah, and especially in running back, right? Because as you just mentioned, they've got plenty of talent to choose from. However, because of those couple of injuries going into the beginning of the season, what do you do? And you don't want to cut somebody and have them end up, you know, on the Giants or the Eagles and come back to hurt us.
Well, that's true. The problem is, though, that if they were going to keep three running backs, if they do choose to keep four, so they would keep both Robert Kelly and Mac Brown, the two guys that played so well last night, that means they'll have to keep one less guy at a different position.
Right.
So maybe, you know, they expected to keep, say, four tight ends. Well, that fourth tight end might get bounced for a fourth running back. So you're never safe, and you can be cut and have your dreams dashed from completely unexpected directions.
Yeah, because it's all what the team needs, and individual performances sometimes take a back seat to that, correct?
Right, and the thing is, in this game, you talk about individual performances. This is the fourth preseason game that people don't care about because the starters don't play. 27 starters didn't even make the trip.
Yeah.
They left them back in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Didn't even take them to Tampa. But they're not starters, but 27 players. But you know who needed this game was Nate Sudfeld. He's the quarterback, rookie draftee this year,
mm-hmm.
third-string quarterback going, you know, on a depth chart right now. He may end up being the second-string guy if there's an injury, and he's not going to get reps beyond this game that are meaningful. So people that don't like it, hey, you know, these guys need it badly. And those two running backs needed it badly. This was a very important game.
Well, how did Sudfeld look in your mind?
He looked as good as could be expected, because the situation was not too big for him. He made good throws under pressure. He didn't freak out. And really, the first job of a young quarterback is don't freak out. Then you can build from there. And mentally, he was in control of his, you know, he didn't lose any bodily functions in there when he got thrown into the fire.
Our guest is Trevor Maddich, of course, our Redskins analyst and an 11-time Emmy Award-winning analyst for TV, if you like your Redskins analysis on TV. Of course, we prefer radio. Trevor, is it me, or have we not spent a whole lot of time this preseason talking about the Redskins' defense? Is that because they're looking pretty solid, or is it because you'd prefer not to talk about it?
No, we've talked about it. It's just more exciting to talk about offense, I think, as fans look at that. But I'll tell you, this Redskins' defense, you talk about depth. Terry Riley Jr. was a starter for most of last year, and they cut it because that starter couldn't even be a backup on this team now because they brought in some new guys, Terrence Garvin and some other guys. The secondary will go from one of the worst in the league because of youth and injuries to, in my opinion, potential to be one of the very best in the league because of free agents and draftees in one single year. And so there are a lot of great things that are happening on defense. The key will be, can the defensive line rotation be better in stopping the run than they were last year? Because at times they got gouged on the run.
Well, right. And even beyond the depth, the defensive scheme seemed to be working. At the end of the first quarter yesterday, Tampa Bay -3 yards.
Yeah.
in the first quarter. That means that the defensive coordinators are focusing no matter who's doing the job.
All right, Trevor Maddich, thank you so very much. It is now 6:44.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's awesome recommending my friends, Realtor Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. And congratulations to the Reynolds Team for being named for the fourth year in a row one of the top teams in Virginia by the Wall Street Journal. Listen, this is critical. Don't just hire any agent or one that claims to be an area specialist when really they have minimal reach and risk losing thousands and wasted time having your home shown to tire kickers. You know what I mean? Get Sarah and Debbie's proven home selling systems working for you instead. They're so confident they'll sell your home that if it doesn't sell, they will buy it at a price acceptable to you. Call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds today. Start packing tomorrow. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. If you want top dollar in a fast sale, call the only agents I would call to make this happen and the only ones I would trust to sell my home. The Reynolds Team. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com and start packing today.
Chris Plant here. Join me on Thursday, September 22nd for the best party in Washington all year. It's the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the hilarious Dishonors Awards. Over 1,000 conservatives, including yours truly, enjoying a night of mingling, eating, and my favorite part, making fun of the liberal media. All the details are at mrc.org/gala. Enter the promo code Chris to get $100 off each ticket. That's mrc.org/gala. Promo code Chris.
6:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jimmy Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66, we have our delays plus extra volume because of the crash. Eastbound 66 as you come up to 28 in Centerville, all that to the right shoulder, but several cars and flashing lights are definitely still a distraction for all. Beyond, get a little bit of that stop and go as you head up toward 123 in the Vienna Metro. 95, just the volume delays in Aquia, Woodbridge toward Lorton. On the George Washington Parkway, northbound, cruise with the incident. Northbound GW Parkway, right as you come up to the circle, Memorial Circle. Southbound lanes reported open in that stretch. No problems to report on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. 270, a lot of volume with us into Hyattstown, again, Gaithersburg, and into Rockville. And again, Metro Rail service has been restored on the blue, orange, and silver lines. It had been stopped because of a switch problem near Smithsonian Station, but that's been resolved. Residual delays, though. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Certainly not etched in stone, and from yesterday, we're a little bit different situation than we are today, as now forecast guide is suggesting maybe some rain, maybe some gusty winds here with a tropical system in the Gulf of Mexico currently, so we'll keep an eye on that. Today, we've got overcast and stray shower storms on high of 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
76 degrees right now, traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
At Hadid Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid.
Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to joehadid.com.
Friends is having an enormous resurgence in syndication around the world. The world is catching up with the Friends obsession that America went through about 15 years ago, right?
Yeah.
And actually, it's funny. Kids are watching it now on Hulu. Hulu's been promoting Friends quite a bit, and teenagers are now falling in love with Friends.
The child with whom I am most familiar loves Friends. Yeah. And a bunch of her friends got together for an overnight slumber party before school started. They watched Friends.
You know why Friends...
I was surprised at that.
You know why Friends works. It follows one of the basic principles of some of the greatest literature and theater, going all the way back to the Greek days, and that represents archetypes in the human condition. And each one of those six characters represents a personality type that pretty much... If you've got six central strong characters that represent an individual personality type, pretty much... Everyone can identify with at least one person,
right?
And say so, like everybody.
So, who do you identify?
Oh, I'm a Chandler. I'm a Chandler. I'm a big Chandler, right? Who are you? Mm. Are you a Joey?
No, I don't.
Are you a Ross?
I don't think. I think I was thinking of say Chandler.
I'm a Phoebe.
No, I'm not Phoebe.
So my daughter, I realized that one of my daughters is a Phoebe, and my other daughter is a Rachel. Anyway. But it's true. Everybody's something in your life. Yeah. You can identify everybody in your life and say, oh, yeah, that person's a Joey. That person's a this. Anyway, the point is the rest of the world is catching up, so much so that in London they have a thing called Friends Fest. It's like Comic-Con, for friends. And they've recreated Rachel's apartment and all of this. And now taking the internet by storm is the story of a Indian couple who made the pilgrimage to London to go to Friends Fest. And the man went down on a knee and proposed to his girlfriend. And they got engaged right there on Rachel's sofa there, and everyone loves them. And, you know, apparently they've had an on-again, off-again relationship, not unlike Ross and Rachel.
Ross and Rachel.
Yeah, and now they're engaged, and it's very exciting, and everybody at Friends Fest came out with champagne, and now you've got your own little fun love story there circulating around Friends Fest. Mm. So now, you know, as the storms come in this weekend, you can hunker down, turn on Hulu, and watch all those Friends episodes.
Yeah, and they still hold up, I think.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
If you've seen Courtney Cox's plastic surgery lately, you know she's not holding up
so well, but the episodes hold
terrible.
Up.
I can't believe I said that. It's 6:50 on WMAO.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. Thousands of people have used it to have a portion of their credit card debt forgiven. Call now for free information and a consultation. And we'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Get eye-opening information that could save you thousands of dollars a year or a month, depending on how much you owe. In fact, the more you owe, the more you can save. All you need is to owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or department store debt to qualify. So call for free debt forgiveness information now at 800-329-7800. That's 800-329-7800. Discover the secret to having your credit card debt forgiven. Call 800-329-7800. That's 800-329-7800.
Depression is treatable. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. With TMS therapy and FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com. Dr. Will Sauvay for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit Hope TMS.
It's 6:53. That means it's time to check in with the CNBC News Desk for our business report. Here is Chuck Kamlin.
And good morning. The Dow snapped a six-month winning streak yesterday, but take heart. Stock futures points to a higher open today, first day of September. Not usually a good month for the markets, by the way. With a higher tax bill looming in Europe, Apple CEO Tim Cook says his company will repatriate billions of dollars back into the U.S. next year. Cook would not say how much he'll bring back, but Apple reportedly keeps about $180 million offshore. Shakeup at McDonald's, where the U.S. president's quitting after 2 years in that position. Mike Andres began his career at the company. He helped get it through its recent menu changes. He's being replaced by the former executive at Kraft. Never too early to think about Christmas. Walmart's holiday layaway program starts tomorrow. And if you want to motivate workers, try free food. A new Duke University study of Israeli workers at one factory showed those who were promised free pizza increased their worker productivity more than those who were just offered money. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor to talk to you about healthcare. No, not the political angle, the personal one. The relationship you have with your doctor. I met with the team at Principal Medical Group and was so impressed with the personal attention their concierge model offers. At Principal Medical Group, patients' priorities come first, whether it's setting convenient same-day appointments or offering direct 24/7 access to Dr. Jones. You will feel the difference when you're a patient at Principal Medical Group. Imagine not being rushed through appointments or waiting weeks to be seen. Dr. Jones and the team at Principal Medical Group will offer the timely quality care that you deserve and ensure that your diagnosis is thorough and complete. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office, call 703-663-8824. That's 703-663-8824 or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. Healthcare is changing, but the principles of good health shouldn't. Learn more at principalmedicalgroup.com.
6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, we're still dealing with this crash on 66 East. As you come up to 28 Centerville, they had the right lane crowded again. Everything to the right shoulder. I'm watching it. Police and VDOT trucks are all still there. A lot to check out, so do watch again for the big delays through Manassas pushing into Centerville to get by the scene of this crash. New accident heading into town. VDOT tells me they're on their way here inbound Pennsylvania Avenue as you come up to Branch Avenue. Suitland Parkway, it's been about the volume getting past Branch Avenue toward Alabama and DC 295. George Washington Parkway northbound right near the Memorial Circle for the incident. And trains operating again, orange, blue, and silver lines. The problem at the switch at Smithsonian Station has been resolved, but residual delays. Traffic update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Certainly not etched in stone. And from yesterday, we're a little bit different situation than we are today. As now, forecast guide is suggesting maybe some rain, maybe some gusty winds here with a tropical system in the Gulf of Mexico currently. So we'll keep an eye on that. Today, we've got overcast and stray shower storms on high of 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Thanks, Ray. Right now, 76 degrees in the nation's capital, 6:57 on WMAL.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're one of my favorite.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is getting fun.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hi, folks. Doc Walker here. Rule changes in the NFL have been a hot topic. Safety first. In your personal life, what's your hot topic? Are you positioned to keep your hard-earned money in your family? If you're not sure, I suggest you attend an estate planning seminar with Mike Collins as soon as possible. Mike will help you protect your family and loved ones. Don't gamble with your future. Register at MikeCollins.com today. That's MikeCollins.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
Now, according to press reports, the Russians have been found on election systems in Illinois and Arizona.
Though no data was manipulated, the Russians have already accomplished one of their key objectives, undermining confidence in U.S. elections. For these types of operations, the Russians aren't really looking for a result. They're looking to raise doubts, create confusion, and sow discord. Check that box. Best we lock down all our digital election systems and ensure paper backups of everything. At this point, don't hanging chads seem quaint. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Are you living with prostate enlargement? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest. Is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-507-1004. That's 1-800-507-1004. 1-800-507-1004.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Coming up on WMAO.
Well, we're going to be joined by Matt Schlapp of the American Conservative Union to talk about the big speech Donald gave yesterday.
And many school boards are upset with Larry Hogan's unilateral move yesterday, pushing the start of school past Labor Day. We'll